Duff's in Brisbane, so we'll get to him in a moment to go through today. But I want to talk about your holiday trip, more on the Kentucky Derby, because there was unbelievable controversy around the first horse over the line being disqualified. You were there for a 50th birthday celebration, but how was it just to be there under the controversy?
Look, it's a funny sort of... they're completely different, the punters in America. It was like, just move on. It was quite weird. For the average punter in the crowd, they just moved on to the next race, where in Australia, it would have been something that would have been headline news everywhere, you know, straight away. And, there wasn't much footage on track to show how or where the interference was for the people that were on track. So they just took it that it must have been bad interference and they moved on. But for us to watch the replay, you soon realised that had that been in Australia, there might not have been a change of numbers at all.
Don't worry about the derby. What happened in Vegas?
Mate, what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. You know that, Ronnie.
I tried to get some mail off Vin Cox. He was very reliable to you. I just couldn't get anything.
No, well, he didn't go to Vegas. He thought it was probably best he wasn't seen in Vegas. We caught up with Vin in Kentucky, and I tell you what, the old saying is not what you know, choose, you know. It certainly worked when it was to getting around some of these big studs and they opened up plenty of doors, I tell you.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That horse in Brisbane, Disruptor, are you going to continue on with him?
Yeah, look, he's going to go back to the size produce next weekend, and hopefully we finally draw a barrier and get to see him get a perfect run and see what happens when he does get a perfect run. Got squeezed badly at the start from a wide gate on Saturday, and I thought his run was pretty good, and he's come through it really well.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. Today, a couple of runners in race five are Above and Beyond, wide first up. Did win second up last prep.
Yeah, look, he's a funny little horse. He puts in every start, and he probably got a bit itchy on him last start, three deep, put him into the race too early, and found wanting late. So I found this race and just set him for it, backed off, freshened him right up. He's drawn a perfect barrier to get every chance today. So hopefully he's sort of in the first four or five, and I say he tries his heart out, and he's got some pretty strong form lines for a race like this, I'd imagine.
Okay. It's a nice push. I thought Exceltic, 1100, would suit him better, and arguably it's an easier race today with speed up front.
Yeah, no doubt. His run was great late. He was getting to the line with a 1100 written all over him, but unfortunately I wasn't able to separate these two horses. Both same grade horses, and not many three-year-old races around these days. They've been combining a lot of three-year-olds with the four-year-old, so you're taking on older horses all the time and carrying the same weight because you get no weight relief, and it's good to be able to find a three-year-old race for them. If they go hard up front, be looking for Exceltic, he'll be getting home strongly for sure.
Strome in race six, well, she just looks an in-form mare, and she'll be charging late again.
Look, if she jumps well today, Ronnie, and gets herself in the first four or five, I'd love to see her in that sort of midfield position. Mm. The way she's been finishing off... her races, she's going to be in the finish for sure.
Okay. In Brisbane, you're obviously happy with Ronstar to put him up here. He's a knockout chance.
Yeah, look, I was hoping to see Zoo Style scratching Gary on next week, obviously, but probably not going to happen. But look, the way he worked on Saturday morning, said that he's at the top of his game. It was really good to see him back. As a two-year-old, he was doing things in track work that we thought were above average, and then he came back to that three-year-old prep and didn't spell really well. He came back with an ordinary coat and took me a while to get him right. And I just think he could probably put a line through that three-year-old campaign in the spring. And this prep, we've got him back to his best. And he's been taking on older horses with 60 kilos on his back and beating them his last couple of starts there. And he drops back to three-year-old grade, but albeit against probably one of the most promising sprinters in the land at the moment.
Yeah.
Look, I think you'll run a tremendous race.
Okay, one runner at Kembla, Buffy. Well, can she slay him today?
That's next week, Ronnie.
All right. Next week.
Next week, yeah.
Okay.
Next Tuesday, yeah.
Tuesday, sorry, I read that wrong.
Yeah, Tuesday, yeah. But she sort of put the till. I think she's ready to go next Tuesday for those that want to wait till Tuesday.
Yeah. You like getting your two-year-olds up and running. You'd be having a look at them now, wouldn't you, your early babies?
Yeah, look, I don't really push them too much at this stage. At this stage, the babies come in and just have a couple of looks around a couple of weeks around the stables and get used to the routine. In July, we start to sort out which ones are the ones that get going. But I've got a couple of nice ones there, even at this stage, just look forward, you know, and yeah, during July we get a bit excited, we get to find what the ones we think are potentially going to be our slipper horses or Magic Millions horses, but a bit of depth there, and we've bought well, I reckon.
Beauty.
All right, mate. Well, safe. Good luck today. Hope they all run well. Where are you heading? Are you going to Brisbane, are you, or not?
Yeah, mate. Just heading to the airport now, and got to get up there early. We're in 1 o'clock. So last week I held up on the tarmac for an hour. There was only one runway working, so I had to. This week I decided to go an hour early just in case.
Yeah, just in case. All right, Mabel. Good luck up there, and with your runners. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Good on you.